Greetings, people loved by God. We welcome everybody to worship tonight, this first weekend of Advent. In fact, this is the first weekend of a new church year, so Happy New Year to everybody. A reminder for those who are listening and watching online, the bulletin for this service, as always, can be found on our website, chapelofthecross.org, under the Resources tab. And you may give your offering to the Lord and His church there, too, in the through the Give tab there. Just follow the instructions after you click that. Or you can just mail your offering in to the church office. Just a few announcements before we start to worship tonight. Since we are now in the season of Advent, we will be worshiping our Lord not only on the weekends during Advent, but also on Wednesday evenings. Midweek Advent worship begins this upcoming Wednesday, December 2nd, 6:30 p.m. is when we start worship. We do ask that you call the church and register your attendance if you know you're coming. Those services will also be recorded and available online. If you wish, you may purchase one or more poinsettias to beautify the church this upcoming Christmas season. There's an announcement with information regarding that in the Chapel Weekly today. The deadline, just so you're aware, for purchasing those plants is Wednesday, December 16th. And tomorrow is our annual congregational voters meeting. We will start immediately following the late service, so around 12:15 or so. And all members of chapel are invited and encouraged to attend that meeting. It'll look a little differently this year. It'll be a lot shorter this year. We have our one main objective is to approve the budget for 2021. That needs to be done at that meeting. So I invite you all to come back for that meeting. We will be socially distant here in the sanctuary and wearing masks for that as well. Part of that voters meeting process is the election of members of the Board of Directors and the Board of Elders. Immediately following this service tonight, we ask that you, all confirmed members of chapel, please just stay where you are for just a brief voting, and that'll take place right after the closing hymn. I'll ask you to sit down, and we'll have that voting. It'll just be a couple minutes, and then we'll have our postlude after that. So I invite you just to stay for a few minutes right after the closing hymn, and I thank you in advance for that. God's blessing is as we worship this day, we begin our worship by listening to our opening hymn, O Lord, How Shall I Meet You? For those using their hymnal at home, that's hymn number 334 in Lutheran Service Book.
Please stand. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. Oh God, we wait for you to enter into our lives. As a fire sets twigs ablaze and causes water to boil, we ask that you would set us on fire with a burning passion for you. Come down and make your name known. Help us to truly know you, O Lord, and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We prepare for your coming. Alert and watchful, we confidently await your promised help. As we wait for and watch for your coming, O Lord, we are aware of our sinfulness and our need for repentance. All of us have become like one who is unclean. All our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We often wander from your ways. Our hearts are sometimes hardened against you. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We deserve your punishment, but we seek your forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, and because of his sacrifice for us, Lord God, forgive us our sin. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord who has begun this good work in us bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Advent candle burning bright through the night, shine your light of hope, telling people everywhere, soon the Savior comes, soon he will be here. People gather and prepare in the night with the light of hope.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings. Our Old Testament reading comes from Isaiah chapter 64. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you, as when fire sets twigs ablaze and causes water to boil. Come down and make your name known to your enemies, and cause the nations to quake before you. For when did awesome things that we did not expect, you came down, and the mountains trembled before you. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. You come to the help of those who gladly do right, who remember your ways. But when we continued to sin against them, you were angry. How then can we be saved? All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away. No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and made us waste away because of our sins. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure, O Lord. Do not remember our sins forever. O, look upon us, we pray, for we are all your people. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We read the Psalm of the day responsively. Hear us, O Shepherd of Israel. You who lead Joseph like a flock, you who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Awaken your might, come and save us. Restore us, O God, make your face shine upon us, that we may be saved. O Lord God Almighty, how long will your anger smolder against the prayers of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have made them drink tears by the bowlful. You have made us a source of contention to our neighbors, and our enemies mock us. Restore us, O God Almighty. Make your face shine upon us, that we may be saved. Our epistle reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Jesus Christ. For in him you have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking and in all your knowledge, because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly await for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. But in those days, following that distress, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, men will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory, and he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with his assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone. Watch. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We now confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You ever wish that you could start over? You ever wish you could kind of go back to the beginning and do things over once again, get a do-over, just start over? Maybe things were said in a conversation that really ought not have been said. Maybe a decision was made that had unforeseen consequences and significant fallout. Maybe even thoughts about somebody or something that you found to be unfounded and wrong. And you think to yourself, man, if I could just go back to the beginning and just start over. The Old Testament reading from Isaiah today begins with those words, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. Oh, that you would rend, to tear open the heavens and come down." What in the world could lead Isaiah to say such a thing to God? Isaiah says, because we need you, Lord. We need your awesome power. We need your presence. We need you to come. Because, Lord, we have sinned. And we know that you're angry. And rightfully so. But don't be angry any longer. Please, Lord, rend the heavens and come down and consider us your people again. We are the clay. You are the potter. Do not be angry beyond measure. Do not remember our sins forever. Look upon us, we pray, for we are your people. In other words, can we please just start over? And you can hear Isaiah's just desperation in that word, rend. Lord, rend. Tear open the heavens. Don't just open them. Don't just unzip them. Tear them open. Come quickly, Lord. We need you, and we need you now. You know, whenever somebody tells you to tear something open, they never mean take your time. You know, go be careful. you can go slowly. That's fine. No way. I think about children at Christmas time. What do? They tear open the presents. Why? Because that's the quickest way to get in there. Oh Lord, that you would tear open the heavens and come down. We've sinned and you're angry, but please don't be angry any longer. Consider your people once again. Isaiah wants to start over, wishing they could go back and to do things differently. Or take the psalm for the day. There's a phrase in that psalm that we spoke a couple times there. Restore us, O God. Make your face to shine upon us that we may be saved. Restore us, O God Almighty. The people of Israel are in desperate need of restoration. And the thing with restoration is something is wrong, something's broken, something's out of place that needs to be fixed. It needs to be restored. So if you restore a roof, that means you've got a leak. If you restore a friendship, it's because it was once broken. If you restore a painting, it's because layers of grime have collected on its surface over centuries, maybe centuries, and it needs to be cleaned up so the picture can be seen again. And so we hear in this psalm, this desperate people in desperate need of restoration. The psalmist and the people of Israel, they're wishing they could start over again. Restore us, O Lord. Bring us back to the way things used to be. Help us start over, Lord, and do things differently. And then there's our gospel reading for today. And that gospel reading actually is the answer to the cry of Isaiah. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. It is the answer to the psalmist's cry, restore us, O God. Make your face to shine upon us so that we might be saved. It's the answer to all of us who would want to spiritually start over. This is the first weekend of Advent. It's at this time of the year that we always think about the coming of the Christ. In fact, that's what the word Advent means. It means to come. Christ is coming. That's our Advent cry. Christ is coming. And certainly we think about Christ coming as a baby at Bethlehem. We think about his first coming. But at this time of the year, especially during Advent, the season of Advent, we especially think about his second coming. His coming at the end of time, when he comes as a judge, when he comes as a ruler, when Christ comes in all of his glory with all of his angels, when he will rend the heavens and come down, when he will restore all things to himself. And Jesus speaks of his second coming. He says it's going to be a time of joy and blessing for God's people. And we wait in hope and eager anticipation because his second coming will bring restoration. His second coming will usher in his kingdom. His second coming is the greatest starting over that there ever was and ever will be. And so Jesus reminds us and he encourages us. In fact, he warns us to be ready for it. Jesus and his disciples are sitting on the Mount of Olives just across from the valley from the temple. Peter and James and John and Andrew had asked Jesus about his second coming privately. They wanted to know the signs because they wanted to be ready. And Jesus answers them with this little parable. It's a very simple, simple story. It really doesn't even sound like much. Once upon a time, there's this fig tree. And as time went on, green leaves sprouted on that tree. And that's a sure sign, disciples, a sure sign that summer will soon be here. That's the story. That's the whole story. It doesn't sound like much. It doesn't sound like any kind of lesson, really. But Jesus goes on. He says, let me explain the story. Just as the sprouting green leaves are a sure sign that summer is right around the corner, there are signs all around you that I will be coming back again. So stay awake. Don't get complacent. Always be ready. Now, when we know a big event is ahead, but if it's right around the corner, we're likely, very likely, to do some preparing for it, aren't we? I mean, it's the smart thing to do. You don't want to be caught off guard, unprepared. And our Lord says to us, I'm warning you. I'm coming back. Prepare for it. Be ready for it. But I tell you what, how easy it is to get distracted. How easy it is to lose focus. How easy it is to have more important things to do. At least we think they're more important. And we ignore the warning. And when I think about that, I think it really comes honestly to us, to you and me, to ignore the warning. Because if you think about it, there are warnings all around us. I mean, literally, all around us. Almost everything you buy comes with a warning label attached to it. Some just painstakingly obvious. In fact, there's a group named the Michigan Lawsuit Abuse Watch, which has a wacky warning label contest every year. I picked out a couple of those. I think they're great. There's a warning found on a children's scooter that says, "This product moves when used." There's a warning placed on a fishing lure that actually reads, "Warning, harmful if swallowed." To anybody, I guess, even the fish. Or, this is one of my favorites, warning label found on a toilet brush, "Do not use for personal hygiene." Seems obvious, but there had to be a warning label. I mean, no wonder we sometimes pay absolutely no attention to the warnings, because they're so common. And in some cases, they're just so stinking ridiculous. People often ignore warning labels as just irrelevant. Oh, this one in the Gospel of Mark is not irrelevant. Don't ignore the Bible's warning. Don't ignore Christ's warning. "I'm coming," he warns. "Be prepared," he says. And it's relevant. It's important. And it's very serious. Because how awful is the wrath of our God towards the unbeliever on the last day? For those who are not prepared. For those who do not have faith. But how wonderful that second coming will be for we who, by the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, are prepared. Who do have faith in Jesus as our Lord and as our Savior. Well, that's something we look forward to with joy, with excitement, with anticipation. Because our Jesus will rend the heavens and come down. Our Jesus will restore all things to himself. And all of his children, by faith, will start over in the new heavens and the new earth promised by our God. And we really get a good look at what that second coming is going to be like through the eyes of the Apostle John. You know, when John takes a look at Jesus, and when he thinks about all of Christ's promises, all he can say is that Advent cry, "Come, Lord Jesus." You just think about John's book of Revelation. You can literally see and feel his joy at the thought of the second coming. John pictures heaven as a city, the new Jerusalem. And he sees that city and he just gets this extreme, tremendous thrill. People of every tribe and nation and language there. 10,000 times 10,000 of them. And then John tells of the song that's being sung there in that city. "Blessing and honor and glory and might be to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And everybody's singing to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. It's a glorious thing. And it's a glorious place. And John says, there is no night there, no darkness, only light. There's no dying there, no pain, no crying, no suffering. All those things have passed away. John looks at that place and he sees his beautiful Savior and he cries out with no fear, no apology, no anxiety, "Come, Lord Jesus." In fact, those are the last words of his book. You know what? All Christian people who know that Savior can say it too. "Come, Lord Jesus." That's the cry of Advent. That's your cry. That's my cry. That's our cry because we know him just like John knew him. We knew how he came to the manger for us. We know how he went to the cross to pay for and to forgive all of our sins. All the hate and pride and selfishness and envy and jealousy and gossip and greed, all the myriad of other sins that we easily fall into. all forgiven at the cross. We know something else too. We know that that same Jesus rose victoriously from the grave to win the gift of heaven and everlasting life for all of his people. And after all that, there's really only one thing for us to say. It's what John said. Come, Lord Jesus, anytime. No fear, no anxiety. Just that Christian Advent cry. Come, Lord Jesus, rend the heavens and come down. Restore us. Restore your people, O Lord. Give us a new start in your heavenly kingdom. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Please stand. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Once you came among us, Lord Jesus, and because of your coming, the darkness of our world shone with the brightness of your saving glory. Help us to shine with your light today and open our hearts to your grace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From your coming as Savior, we learn to trust in your mercy and to be prepared and to welcome you when you come as Lord of all. Help us remain faithful to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for courage that we may not fear, for wisdom that we may know what we are to do, and for faith that we may not depart from the way that leads to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who govern us in this and every place, that they may be faithful stewards of your grace and do what is right in your sight. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our church, for all church workers and lay leaders, and each of us gathered here, that we may boldly follow your command and commission to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Make your presence known to all missionaries and evangelists who serve at home and abroad. Lead, guide, protect, empower, and bless them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of all comfort, grant your peace to seminarian Adam Rouse and his family upon the death of his father, to Clara Mueller and her family upon the death of her brother, Dr. John Rittenman, and to the family and loved ones of Dolores Wilson, who died in the Lord on Tuesday evening. Comfort them with the surety of the forgiveness of sins and life everlasting for all of God's children. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for all who are ill and in need of your healing. We especially remember this evening those who are hospitalized, those recovering from recent surgery, and those struggling with illness or infirmity. Heavenly Father, give to them grace and grant them healing in accordance with your good and gracious will. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious Lord, we rejoice with those who celebrate special gifts of your grace, especially Steve and Julie Seibert, as they celebrated their third wedding anniversary this past week, and John and Terry Zverdzijans, as they celebrate their 28th wedding anniversary. We ask that you would continue to bless and to guide them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We sing our closing hymn, number 348, The King Shall Come When Morning Dawns.
Please be seated for just a brief moment of voting. Denny Vogelsang will lead us through that process. Denny?
Good evening. Over the past few weeks, you've noticed the inserts in the bulletin regarding candidates that have been selected for both Board of Elders and Board of Directors. Today, we'd like to approve the list that to become members for the 2021 new year. If you remember in the past, we've had provided a list of candidates to select for the Board of Directors. Last year, however, we made an amendment to the Constitution allowing us to somewhat mirror the process that's used by the Board of Elders. This process consists of appointing a committee from the board to seek out candidates that we feel best fits the roles vacated by the board members that have just completed their term. We are now able to provide a list for both elders and directors that we would like to approve at this time. So under normal conditions, we'd pass out ballots. Everyone would review the ballot and either check it or put a X by it. We're asking today that under these conditions that we just do a show of hands. Anyone have any questions? Pastor, were they getting ready to hand something out?
They have a ballot.
Oh, do they want to do it that way?
Sure. Well, they're not going to write on it. Okay.
So, let's go ahead. We'll start with the Board of Elders. Could we see a show of hands of all in favor of approving the list of candidates for the Board of Elders? Any opposed? Okay, very good. Elders are approved. Board of Directors, could we show a show of hands in favor of approving the list of candidates for the Board of Directors? Anyone oppose? Very good. That's all I have. I just want to thank everyone for tonight. Also remember the annual voters meeting tomorrow immediately following the 11 o'clock service. Okay? Thank you.